Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and Mars and the moon who care about the Packers need information about the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. He can come on the show anytime he wants because I know there are injuries to speak of, which is bad news for the Green Bay Packers. We just don't know how bad. Jason, good afternoon.
Let's hear how bad.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know how bad, but bad enough that neither Romeo Doubs nor Christian Watson practiced today. So not sure when your first-year starter at quarterback is about to start his first game in that role. And you don't have anyone with basically any NFL experience beyond Samori Toure, who played like 112 snaps last year. Everybody else, the position is a rookie.
They got Matt LaFleur's system. That's all they need.
That's the theory. That'll be – it's going to be interesting. There's no – and, again, maybe things will change during the course of the week. But as of right now today – not ideal.
Do we know the injuries?
Hamstrings. Hamstrings for both.
Ah, those are the worst. Almost as bad as calves.
Take us back to when you had a hamstring injury and how quickly you can recover from it and get up to speed.
Yep. Obviously, severity is a big key. But the problem with the hamstring is it's used so much, especially with those guys sprinting. Ugh. You're talking about Jordan Love throws a ball out, especially a guy like Watson who's going deep. Bad news.
Watson. Yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah, not great, Bob.
Yep.
Jason, Watson. I made a $20 bet taking the Packers over the Bears with Tony. I'm not feeling really good about that
bet right now. I'll let you hand me 18 right now.
You're so mean.
If you have me 18 now.
You are so
I'm
mean.
I'll give you a break.
I'll give you 5.
No.
Okay.
15 is my final offer. You can give me 15 now. And we'll forget about the bet.
It's unfair, but I'm going to ask anyway. Is there any way to have any ideas to, I think this guy will play, I think this guy won't play, or?
Well, I would say that neither one of those guys practicing today, when Dobbs' injury predates the preseason finale on the 26th of August. So the fact that he wasn't ready to go after all this time off is certainly not encouraging. And if Watson's injury is minor, maybe he's out there tomorrow. But if he's not out there tomorrow and Dobbs isn't out there tomorrow, as I said to LaFleur today, I mean, there were plenty of times where you played Devontae Adams or Alan Lazard or Randall Cobb without them practicing. These guys were at a different point in their careers, and he obviously can't disagree with that. So, they're their most experienced guys, and neither one of them played even half the snaps last season offensively as rookies. I mean, this is what they have chosen to do, and I can't remember who it was because we had so many people on today's show, but somebody said, I think it might have been Jim Rutledge, who said, you know, not only did the Packers go young, but they're obviously counting on nobody getting hurt this season, which is not how the NFL works. And if you're – like right now, they're three wide receivers if they have to play without Dobbs and Watson are Jaden, rookie, Malik Heath, rookie, and Samori Toure, I guess, would be the other, but he's not going to play all 70 snaps or 60 snaps or whatever. So Toure, second-year guy, 112 snaps as a rookie, seventh-round pick a year ago. And then the next guy I would think would be Dontavion Wicks, who missed most of camp with a hamstring injury and a concussion. So, you know, again, not an easy job just on its face of – starting a season as the new starting quarterback. Now try doing it not only without Devontae Adams or Alan Lazard or Randall Cobb, but do it now without the two guys that have at least the most experience in a very inexperienced group. Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. Pretty tough on your young quarterback. Did anybody ask A.J. Dillon about Jonathan Taylor and the Packers' interest? I'm sure somebody did as a follow-up to.
Indeed they did. Yes, sir, they did. That's the nature of the business.
Yeah.
I'm not naive to think that when draft time comes around, if the shoe was flipped on the other foot, you're trying to make your team as good as you can. I don't know what the truth to that is or whatever, but all that outside stuff, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm here right now. I'm suiting up. I'm wearing number 28 for the Green Bay Packers. I'm fired up going into week one.
Fired up.
That doesn't bother me.
You're not buying
it. I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah.
Am I going to do my job regardless? Sure. Am I going to play my ass off? Sure. That doesn't bother me at all? Not buying it. I just have to work through it.
Anything other than all the injuries, today is the day when everybody speaks.
Yeah, Jordan Love, I did enjoy our conversation with Jordan Love. He tried very hard to make it seem like the rivalry matters, and I respect his efforts on that.
Though you've already informed on us that it really doesn't. It's not.
Well, I mean, I think it does. I think it does for teams when there's a consistency in the roster. Like, Aaron Rodgers isn't yelling, "I own you, I still own you," if he hasn't been in the rivalry for a long time and doesn't feel those feelings, right? I mean, that's why he did that last year. Or 2 years ago, I guess. Jordan Love it's year four, but he hasn't played. I mean, he may have had some garbage time kneel downs, but other than that, he hasn't played against these guys. And again, he's friends with Justin Fields. He was teammates with Mercedes Lewis and with Robert Tonyan. Luke Getsy was his position coach early on in his career here after he was drafted. So, no, I mean, everyone wants these guys to hate the Bears, just like I'm sure Bears fans want their guys to hate the Packers. And that's just fans. That's not how players are wired anymore. Maybe when it was, Nitschke and Butkus and Ditka and all those guys, maybe they really did hate each other.
And even the older players don't like it.
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah, not just – it's in all sports. They don't like it the way everybody's buddies in NBA, basketball.
Right, NBA for sure.
Yeah, they're all pretty much in the same club. Now, I'm right, LaFleur is 8-0 against the Bears, I think.
That's correct, and he was asked today what that means, and he said nothing. Nothing. It means
nothing. I would have asked him, Matt, you're 8-0. Do you own the Bears?
That would have been funny.
What do you think he would have said to that?
I think he would have smirked and then rolled his eyes.
Huge.
Said, someone else said that, but I'm not saying that, right?
Yeah. Aaron can say he owns whoever he wants to own. I don't talk that way. So I'm just focused on this week and whether we can go one or – I mean, he did get asked, and he said, I'm just focused on 1-0, not 8-0.
I'm assuming that the interviews with Jordan Love are going to be pretty boring all year. He's just a nice guy, and he's going to be nice.
I would totally agree with that. Like he was, I can't remember who, I think Tom Silverstein asked the last question, and it was about, is there a kind of a hidden advantage for you that we're talking about how inexperienced you are and whatever else, but these teams don't have the book on you yet. And Jordan gave like a, 15-second answer, and then it felt like he was going to expound on it, and then he just said, yeah. And then it ended. So, I think that's how it's going to be with him. Again, I would say that Matt LaFleur, 2019 Matt LaFleur, as an interview is vastly different than 2023 Matt LaFleur.
Who's going to be the best interview for you? Rasul?
Great question. Let me see if I can have that answer for you tomorrow.
Yeah, along with who's healthy. Thanks, Jason.
That might be a short list.
See you, Jason.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, I'll give you $6, but not a dollar more.
Final offer, 17.
Well, you get the final word. This is our final show, so finish it however you want.
It's been real, bro. Remember, I ain't got to do nothing.
You got two things
you
got. I
don't have to do nothing but stay black and die.
That's it. And that's what I'm going to do. See y'all.
I don't have to do nothing but stay black and die. White people!
I will bet anybody.
I can't do it. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!